The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
Y94. Let me live that
fantasy. Playhouse in the morning. Y94's the number one hit music station. We're Zero Rat and Maggie. Good morning. 6:30 in the morning, 9 below outside in Fargo, Moorhead. Maggie.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Always ready.
This is Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
When it comes to matters of the heart, tender issues, you can only trust one person. That person is Maggie the Love Doctor. You have a question for her, a love advice type of situation. What you do is you go to Y94.com, scroll down to quick links there on the front page of the website, and it says Maggie the Love Doctor there. You click on it, fill it out, and it comes to us. Maggie, your first question comes from Marsha. She says, Maggie, my husband always tries to outgift me at Christmas. We set limits as far as spending goes, and he always goes over the top at Christmas time. I feel like I don't give him enough ever. Do I just spend more than we agree to because I know he's going to? Or do I just let him spoil me?
I like the just let him spoil you. But if you feel bad about it, you could get him something else.
That is aggravating.
It is aggravating. So I think you could talk to him and be like, okay, should we just quit this whole spending limit because clearly you don't follow the rules?
I would get him the cheapest thing you could find and then see what happens.
You know, the nice thing you could attempt, too, is the backup emergency gift.
So if
he does go way above and beyond, you've got this other thing hidden away. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, hey.
So first he gets a tie, then he gives you a diamond necklace, and then you're like, well, your Xbox One is in the back.
Yes.
Here you go. Travis says, hey, Maggie, my girlfriend keeps dropping hints that she wants a ring for Christmas. An engagement ring. Now, I already have something else I bought that I'm really excited about. I told her that, and she thinks I'm just trying to throw her off the trail.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to get her not to expect it because it really is not happening. I feel like I'm in such an awkward spot. What do I do?
That is an awkward spot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Your answer's going to be different than Rat and
I's. I know. I don't know, because I feel like I could answer for her better than for him.
Well.
But I think it's important that he is, you know, like, it's not happening. I just need you to know that right now.
So maybe just sit down and say, listen, I know you think I'm trying to throw you off the trail.
I promise you.
I found something I'm really excited about. This will happen for us, but it's not
right
on Christmas.
Now. Yes.
Because if she really thinks that's an engagement ring, she's convinced. I don't care if you got
her. What you get her. Exactly.
Gold.
A puppy.
Yeah, a golden puppy. It's not going to be good enough. A unicorn will be a disappointment if she's that convinced.
Get her earrings.
Yeah.
Come in a box very similar.
That's about the worst advice I ever
heard. You're horrible.
Get her a promise ring and see how that goes. End of the relationship on Christmas. Kayla says, Maggie the Love Doctor, my husband has a bad habit of never putting his dirty dishes where they belong. I found a coffee cup the other day in the bathroom. The bathroom, I tell you. I'm running out of ways to send the message that this is not okay. What are your thoughts?
I would nag. Mm-hmm. Nag, nag, nag. Just never let him forget it. Never let it down until he starts doing it.
Give him the old naggy Maggie.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Naggy Maggie.
And one more. Maggie the Love Guru, Seth, wants to know, my wife is a reckless driver and doesn't seem to understand that it's wintertime in Fargo, North Dakota at all, and that she needs to slow it down. When I tell her this, she freaks out at me and tells me not to tell her how to drive. I'm not trying to nag. Oh, that's funny. Trying to nag her. But I am genuinely concerned she's going to get herself killed. How do you explain the difference between nagging and concern to a person? I see the irony of a man asking something that women have been trying to figure out for years.
I think he's doing what he needs to be doing. I think she's just always going to get mad because it's a man trying to tell her how to drive.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, girlfriends, sisters, mom.
Find somebody else to be like, why are you driving like this?
You're not the only one telling her this, yeah.
I feel like there's only one solution. She has to have that oh crap moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Early in the season, we all have that moment where it's like,
I'm about to die.
Okay, now I remember how to drive in the wintertime.
Yeah, you have to nearly kill somebody or yourself before you're like, okay.
I should probably slow down.
Got my winter driving skills back. All right, well, this has been Maggie the Love Doctor.
Hey.
doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
Check in on that loser line next.
Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Let's go! Y94.